Clarys.com and you look for a Bullard A2, B-U-L-L-A-R-D space A2. You do not want the A1, you won't have the right kind of headband. And then you also want the same, if you want the reflective pieces, I have to get you the part number for that, but you can email me again at W2TDT@ATT.net or at AWRL.net, and I'll be happy to get you the part number. In fact, I can probably snapshot a piece of my invoice and send it to you. So that way you can order the same stuff. The only thing to getting the third patch and a few other things might be a little different, but it's a regulation climbing helmet. It would be certified for that. You can use it for NJSAR. Their ropes teams actually use it. It'd be good for tower work around the ham shack. So any number of good things would come of using this helmet around. Certainly if you have a tower, you're doing tower work, it'd be a great thing to have. So for $75, you can't beat it. It's about the same price as any other climbing grade helmet. I mean, hard hats you can buy for $5 or $20, anywhere in that range. But if you're going to do tower work and such like that, you want a good helmet, and let's say a pencil Ekron Rock will cost you about the same amount of money.
Repeater time out. Repeater reset. No Alpha Hotel, please.
How long did I go? I'm sorry. 10 seconds. Okay. Yeah, I can live with that. Damn. Thanks, Daniel. Okay. So any other questions, comments about the helmet? As I say, it's similar in price to an Ekron Rock, and if you're doing tower work, it's probably a better, it probably offers more protection for tower work, because it's got kind of an industrial kind of component to it as well. Anybody have comments, please call KQBAR. Okay, I have a request here. Can we see Jeremy smack you in the back of the head with the helmet on? That can be arranged, I think. Right. We are trying to accommodate this request to see the helmet being, shall we say, impact tested. So we're gonna accommodate that. There's a bit of levity, and so for those of you who are not on the net, you might consider getting on there soon. But hold on for a second. I'm going to get set up for this, shall we say, shock test. Okay, you will see that there's Jeremy, and there's the helmet. Okay, he's saying, hi, family. And he's now going to smack me in the side of my head. Side impact test. Okay, good. Top impact test. Top impact test. Top. Top. No, smack. Thank you. Okay. All right, thank you. It's one of the few times my son gets to whop me in the head and like it. Okay, and he's giving the thumbs up. Okay, thank you, Jeremy. Ow. Bye-bye.
Love you, Dad.
He loves me, too. Okay. Well, welcome to the one of the more unusual elements of the Bergen Amateur Radio Association TechNet. This is K2BAR. Any questions? For reference, Charlie has noted the ouch. James has come out and watched the end of this, and he said, hey, Dad, how come you didn't ask me to do that? My son, Giant James, is KC2SQV. And the answer was, because I want to get up after he hits me in the head. You ask the 11-year-old to do that, you don't ask the 21-year-old to do that. Okay. All right. For those who are interested in VX6 programming, software, there's kc8unj.com, and that's pretty good. I'll just say that. David, go ahead, check in.
Hello, this is KB2BWN, Portable AC. Can you hear me, Gordon?
Yeah, David, I can. You have to find the microphone element on the radio and just talk up into it a little bit better, okay? Sound like you're a little distant from the actual element.
Okay, well, I'm on my HT, and I'm right on top of it. I'm calling you actually from T-neck, so I'm not sure if it's distance from the repeater and I'm not too sure how well you can hear me, but I will tell you, this is my first ham radio call ever.
Well, David, welcome to ham radio in the phone world anyway, and that's really cool. That's very, very cool. We're glad to be your first contact. You're using a VX6R, and it sounds fine. That second transmission sounded much better than the first.
K2GCL, repeater.
Okay, well, thank you for the opportunity for letting me talk to you. Like I mentioned in the chat, I originally got a license back in 1986, and I never actually used it. And I met some people when I joined the Civil Air Patrol a couple of weeks ago, and they talked me about upgrading. So I went and got a book, and I took the technician exam last week, and I got some letters now that I had passed 2 days ago. So I'm just going to pick up this radio today in Lodi, and I'm just going to play with them right now.
Okie doke. All right, well, congratulations on your first QSO. Would anyone like to make some comments to David? Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, K2FAZ.
Go ahead, Tony. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, welcome, David. A word on that VX6R. It's my first radio also, and you'll be amazed what that little thing can do. It's a great radio.
Yeah, thank you for the kind words. I've been sitting downstairs. My kid went to bed, so I finally got the thing charged up when I got home today, and I finally turned it on. I'm going through the manual. And so far, I've been able to see broadcast frequencies and some stuff off the attack. I can listen to it sporadically at my desktop. And I'm going to get this
transmission. Well, we lost you there for a second. One recommendation, if you're going to use that, base, pick up an inexpensive base antenna and a cable with an adapter, and you'll find that that little radio will do a real good trip to the repeater. That was my first shot at using it as a base, but it works great. I'm going to go back to the net. I can't hear him, Gordon.
This is K2GSL. The repeater is in Paramus, and I think on top of Bergen Pines Hospital.
Check that. Normally it is, but the last several months and for the foreseeable future, we're operating off of the backup repeater site in Franklin Lakes.
I'm going to go off now. I'll keep monitoring. I just want to say hello to everybody and hope to talk to you again. I'll hope for better reception in my car when I've got the background out.
Okay, very fine. Well, while you were talking, I wanted to just do a quick comparison here. One of the things that concerns some of us about headgear is that if you're a member of a community emergency response team, as many of us are, I mean, a lot of the Fairlawn guys are, certainly a lot of guys who live up in Ramsey, a few in Bergen Fields in this area are as well, they give you the state-issued green helmet, and this is very nice, but as you can see, it provides virtually no standoff visibility. There's not one reflective item on it. Pretty lame in that regard, whereas the other helmet is quite orange, and as you will see when it comes into line, there it is, stands out, and of course we have reflective patches on ours as well, so that you have some visibility, so they don't become a road pizza. It became important when we were shoveling out fire hydrants, not this past winter, but the winter before. So, anytime you're in a high visibility requirement area, it's good to have something that will help keep you alive or keep you from being run over. The other thing we were thinking about is that CERT member or not, the communicator should wear something that's highly visible. And so the orange headpiece kind of originated with the New York City Marathon, and that provides a rather distinctive identifier for communicators. We noticed 1 year when they didn't use orange for the New York City Marathon about 15 years ago, it really provided a big problem because they never knew who to go to. There was a sea of every other color, but orange was distinctive to the communicator. Of course, in the future, when people are wearing these nice reflective vests, everybody will be wearing these or something else. Again, you're going to need something to make you stand out. So that's another thing to keep in mind as well. Just a reminder that we have the Barahan Fest a week from Saturday, on the 31st, and I believe the Barah meeting is the very next day. And yes, the Barah meeting is the very next day. It will be June 1st. So the Hamfest, I think, opens around 7 in the morning, but for the vendors, it's somewhere around 5 or 6. It's at Westwood High School in Washington Township.
Repeater, sign out. Repeater, reset. No Alpha Hotel, please.
I did it again. So just keep that in mind about the Hamfest on the 31st, club meeting on the 1st, Saturday and Sunday, respectively. That's a week from this weekend. And you go to Barah.org, get information about the club and also the Hamfest. The club meeting starts at 7:45 on Sunday night. We gather at the Red Cross building in Ridgewood about 7 for coffee and yummies. So, of course, conversation. So anyway, any other questions, comments for the net? This is K2BAR. Okay, well, thank everybody for their participation tonight. It has been interesting. I wish everyone a blessed and thoughtful, as well as a salubrious holiday weekend. Remember, it is Memorial Day. I'll find a way to honor a veteran one way or the other in your own way. If you see someone or you meet somebody who you know is a veteran, shake their hand and thank them for their service. Why we are what we are, and that is a few people willing to put themselves in harm's way for our freedom. So it is a blessing that America has this heritage and to do that even when it's not been popular. So, on that note, I'll ask one more time if there are any questions for the net, and then we'll move on. This is KDBAR. Thank you very much. The Bergen Amateur Radio Association and the encourage you to join the Bergen County FM Association, who graciously lets us use their repeater for this net, and also on Wednesday for the chat net at 9 o'clock, and also on Tuesday night the 444-100 machine at 9 o'clock as well. And of course, we don't ask them, or they don't ask us to do anything about the support for the 28-350 at 9 o'clock on Monday, but we hope you'll join us there, and let's join us there as well. Anyway, all right, have a great time, and yes, and Hamfest is Saturday, 31st, the 31st is Saturday, and May 1st is, probably June 1st is Sunday, and that's the meeting night. 7-3 all, and have a great night. This is K2BAR, double E2.